The resolution calls on China to immediately end abuses of the human rights of its citizens, including what it calls repression of Tibetan and Uyghur people in China. Although it is non-binding and will not carry the force of law when it passes the full House next week as expected, it also takes Beijing to task for its support of two widely criticized governments in Burma and Sudan. Lawmakers expressed discomfort with President Bush's decision to attend the Olympics, including the opening ceremony. Here is New Jersey Democrat Donald Payne.
The situation in Tibet and the support by the People's Republic of China for those regimes in Myanmar, Burma, and of course its horrendous policy in Sudan, that it is a shame that our president has decided to attend the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. I think it was an opportunity by saying you can get by without boycotting the Olympics, but just don't attend the opening ceremonies. President Bush felt that it was important. He said that he didn't want to anger the Chinese, and so he's going.
President Bush, the resolution says, should make a strong public statement on China's human rights situation before he leaves for Beijing, and a similar statement while in China, and should meet with families of jailed prisoners of conscience. Democrat Brad Sherman asserts that U.S. business interests in China are a main reason behind the president's decision to attend.
Why is the president making this statement? Because he finds it important to kowtow to the Chinese regime. He finds it important to ignore their currency manipulation and trade practices, their human rights abuses. Why? Because there's big money in imports and big power in big money.
Two provisions call on China to abandon its coercive population control policy, including forced abortion, and urge the release of political prisoners. Republican Congressman Chris Smith spoke during a separate hearing this week, focusing on conditions in China on the eve of the Olympics.
Anyone who watches the Olympics should keep in mind that every Chinese young person dancing and waving flags in the opening ceremonies, pageantry, and virtually every athlete that we will watch from China is a survivor of the brutal one-child-per-couple policy, which has made brothers and sisters illegal through harsh, coercive methods, including forced abortion, to achieve its quotas and goals. That's the nature of the government.
The House of Representatives measure calls on China to end what is called detention, harassment, and intimidation of foreign and domestic reporters, and to guarantee freedom of movement for journalists, participants, and visitors, including permission to visit Tibet, Xinjiang, and other areas. It also urges China to guarantee access to information during the Olympics, including domestic and foreign broadcasts, print media, and websites that have been blocked or censored in the past. Lawmakers demand that China end political, economic, and military support for Burma's military government until it restores democracy, ends human rights abuses, and frees democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and political prisoners. A similar provision calls for China to end support for the Khartoum government until violent attacks in Darfur end and the Sudan government allows for full deployment of the United Nations African Union Mission peacekeeping force in Darfur. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.